And welcome everyone once again to another edition of The Message, The Music, The Mixtape here, exclusively on WJAB.org. That's where you can follow all of our shows, exclusively on WJAB.org, where we put the spotlight on the great musical talent, creativity, ingenuity, all those big words, on our great music scene that we have here in the 256 area. I'm your host, Marcus Sims, and this is The Music, The Message, The Mixtape here on WJAB.org. The awesome intro music that you heard was from my brother from another, DJ Scissorhands. So big salute to DJ Scissorhands always for the great technical assistance music-wise that he provides. Of course, this show, we try to reach out to all the different artists here in our area, and I'm happy that finally my brother has released some music. We've talked about it. He's been on my radar for a moment when we've done open mic poetry events. I don't know how long. It seems like we've
been a minute.
Did me and you go to high school together? See what I mean? You went to high school or something together. We hang out a little too much. Like, did y'all go to the same high school together? Like, what's going on? But like, within a short period of time, I've really grown to respect this young artist as an artist, a poet, a free thinker. You name it, his hands are involved in it. He has a project coming out soon, and we're going to actually check out a few tracks from it. But we want to welcome to the show, the podcast, the music, the message, the mixtape, my brother Chill City. How you doing, brother?
Peace, man. I'm doing great, man. I appreciate you having me. It's always an honor. Always a blessing, man. We go to high school.
Right. We've known each other for a long minute.
It has been a minute, man.
And I guess the cool thing about it is the artists that I have on the show are friends of mine.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not showing favoritism. These are just people who I know who do music. Yep. You know?
That say a lot about you too, man, that you actually connected within the culture like that too.
And I think that's so awesome because vicariously, I live through all y'all, whether it's the jazz or the hip hop or gospel. Like, y'all don't know. Like, I really ride with y'all. Y'all are really doing some awesome, awesome stuff, bro.
Thank you.
Now, Chill City, tell everyone out there who does not know about you, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, Chill City. I'm from Tryon, Alabama. It's actually kind of funny. I actually tried to run away from music like multiple times. Like, honestly, it wasn't until 2009 I was at Calhoun. No, not 2009. Probably like 2010, 11. I was at Calhoun and I had a sociology professor named Dr. Asikiado.
Okay.
And I had wrote a paper. Like, I always love to write. And Calhoun was having a talent show, and he was like, man, Jordan, you should go up there and, you know, read one of your essays, you know, as a spoken word piece. I'm like, nah, man, you know, it's trash and yada, yada, yada. But I ended up getting the courage up there to do it. And, of course, it was horrible, you know, when I went up there. But ever since that day, man, it was like, okay, you know, people are actually benefiting from some of the things that I got to say, which is dope, you know,
right,
for somebody to actually come back and say, like, hey, Jordan, like, your poem or your song, like, got me through some tough times. So, I mean, yeah.
Right. And I think the awesome thing is, every rapper is a poet.
Righteous.
To me, every rapper is a poet.
Righteous.
And I'm not going to say every poet's a rapper, because I don't think every poet should be out there trying to rap if you can't pull it off. You know, I keep telling myself I can sit here and spit some bars. I probably can when I'm alone in the beach playing. You're not going to see me at too many venues, Marcus, ripping the mic. But but your background is also heavily in the poetry spoken word scene,
yes,
right?
Yes, very heavy. Spoken word, I want to say, really and truly, man, one of the organizations that really got me going like that and being comfortable in front of people was actually Art and Soul.
Okay.
No lie. Like, I think I can't remember the year it was, but it was that same year I ended up doing a piece and I met Keisha.
Yeah.
And then we got into the whole Rose Petals, you know, project and stuff like that. So I've been rocking with spoken word for about 10 years now.
Oh, wow.
Honestly, about 10 years just, you know, doing my best to perfect my craft and, you know, doing music along the way with it.
Now, let me ask you, I guess I'm going to jump somewhat, so please forgive me, but as my questions are, somehow, I don't know how they're not in order, but let's go with this. Let's go with this. You got a new project out.
Yes.
When did you sit here and say, you know what, y'all, I'm officially going to start hitting the studio and we're going to record this. We're going to be serious about this. And Chill City's going to start doing his thing. When did that happen, and how did that come about?
It kind of happened in segments, kind of like year spanned apart. With my previous project, which was Coup d'etat, that took me about 3 years to complete.
Oh, wow.
Because it was such on and off. Like I said, I kept running from it. It was like, man, you know, I don't really want to do this. You know, I'm hearing stuff about the, you know, music industry, you know, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, man, I really ain't trying to get into that. I can just get a, you know, regular job. But then, you know, certain jobs wasn't working out.
True.
You know what I'm saying? It was always, you know, some issue with me and whoever was in charge. So it kind of got to a point to where it's like, you know, I don't really want to live my life dependent upon, you know, another person telling me, hey, this is how much you're going to make and, you know, stuff like that. So it got to a point to where I was like, man, you know what? I feel like people are really rocking with my music. I'm about to go ahead and give it a go. So it wasn't really until last year that I was like, man, you know what? Like, I'm about to push this for real. Because if this is something that I was really called to do, which I feel like it is, I feel like people only got a limited amount of time to do a certain thing that you was put here to do. So if that's the case, like, no, we about to go ahead and push this. And then came out with that Divine Intervention and let a couple of people hear it. And, you know, that just gave me a little bit more confidence. I'm like, yeah, we about to go ahead and drop this.
Awesome. Awesome. And this is the music, the message, the mixtape heard exclusively on WJAB.org. That's where you can check out all of our shows. We've got some great interviews that we've done in the past with the Coboys, Chelsea Who, Alex D. Banks, Jason Birmingham, Repurposed. A lot of great artists have been on there. B. Alexandria. So a lot of great artists here in the 256 area. So check us out, WJAB.org. Chill, what role do family and friends have in your music? You put the music out, you perform. I mean, I've seen you at different venues, whether it's been open mics, church venues, bridge cipher performing. But how has family and friends in this area, maybe abroad, how have they affected you as an individual for what you put out, the music, how you approach things?
Man, what is the best way to answer that, man? It's I guess I'll start it like this. Like, anytime I perform, I'm thinking of three things. I'm thinking of I'm representing myself up there. I'm representing my family up there. And then, most importantly, I'm representing God or, you know, whoever you want to call it.
Yes.
So, actually, with me actually being in a position, like I said earlier, is actually giving me that opportunity to show the world, man, necessarily, like, you know, this is not necessarily how we live, but this is some of the things that we go through. And me being able to actually give a vivid depiction of that, you know, it's kind of like, I want to say that's what I'm for. That's what I'm there for. But actually just being that voice for family and friends, you know, family, friends, or the people in the community who can relate to what I'm saying. Right. They're going through the exact same thing. Like, okay, yeah, you know, we kind of trust Jordan with that to, you know, like speak up for us, you know, so, yeah.
Well, we're going to Chill City with me right now. What we're going to do is this. We're going to check out the track Divine Intervention. And when we come back, we're going to find out a little bit more about Divine Intervention. And we have a few more questions we're going to throw to Chill City. This is the Music, the Message, the Mixtape, exclusively on WJB.org. And this is the track Divine Intervention.
Yeah.
Chill City. First off, Namio Ho Renge Kyo. That's good vibes to all, and that's even the jokes. Got a lot of people close that wanna see me broke, but still I rise, my Angelo without the hot comb, and I quote, he who knows something, no, he knows nothing at all. Between the walls of it all, I just stand tall. So why not crown me king like a likely you soliloquy? Wannabes get looked over, it's confidence. Stand like a king of that Folger. Composure, make sure it's showing your shoulders. Bad intentions, snakes in the grass, they hissing, they want you missing. Behind your back, they steadily dissing, man, just keep living. And you'll grow to understand that their insecurities ain't really your problem. It's cute though, how they act just like a child. Don't be naive about it, man, they plotting to put you out. It's been plenty of times they mastermind and lied. Brought in another body just so they can try to bring intimidation. Look in their face and don't break it. Watch their arms crossed, that's how you know they faking, man. Just be patient and keep your words to a minimum. Slight aggression shown is detriment to this critical. Be pivotal. I mean, it's chess, not checkers. They claim spiritual, but show no records and lessons.
One life, This is the high life, time's right. I got my own light, shine bright. It feels so right.
Got they tails stuck, not for sale, huh? Direct threat to their health, huh? SOL, hun. Cause I bow down to no man. Understand intelligence is in this man. And I'm feeling quite blessed, Frank. They wanted to see me ghost, but I popped up like Frank. I can't lie like I'm sitting up here counting up Franklins. But I see the bigger picture like the turtle named Franklin. A messy conscience they brew. Not my fault, that's what they like me. Metaphysical means to an end means you're not like me. Morally stating you've been lying, you're on thin icy. Disaster in your future, but then again, what can I see? It's karma though, universal law they call it. Like thermodynamics transferring all they tragic. I'm like silly rabbit, you should trade your tricks for carrots. Did it like magic, now watch they face go tragic.
One life, this is the high life, time's right. I got my own life, shine bright. It feels so right, my night. Do it all in one life.
And we're back to the music, the message, the mixtape, heard exclusively on WJAB.org. That was Divine Intervention from my guest sitting across from me right now, Chill City.
Hey, hey,
man, hey. Hey, that's a banger right there.
I appreciate
it,
man.
I like it. That is. That, I mean, I'm sitting here like, I'm trying to keep up with the time and all that, and follow the witty, creative wordplay as
that,
well with
that,
the
hip young lingo.
Yeah, that, yeah, yeah, you know. So tell us, who did you work with on? Well, first of all, what tell us about the track. Let's just talk about that.
Okay, Divine Intervention, man. It came from what I would say is a good place. A lot of people would say it's from a dark place. Mm-hmm. One of the last jobs that I had, or one of my previous jobs, it was a lot going on, man. As far as what I was accomplishing mm-hmm. on that job turned to be a problem, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. which is beyond me.
Right.
But it got to a point to where I actually started getting depressed. Mm-hmm. Like, and usually, you know, they say, you know, when stuff just start hitting you left and right, you know, usually, you know, you got a breakthrough that's coming, you know, something like that. And that was the mindset that I had behind this song. So really and truly, when I made this song, I had that job in mind. A lot of stuff that they were trying to do to me was failing as far as, you know, trying to, you know, get me out of a job or, you know, this, that. And that's really where these lyrics came from. I ended up getting with a guy named G-Ja, mm-hmm. G-Ja Beats, and ended up getting the beat from him, along with a guy named Brian okay. Cawthorn. So shout out to Brian Cawthorn. Shout out to G-Ja. And, We ended up finding the beat, and as soon as I got on the beat, it was almost like boom, mm-hmm. like bro, that's nice. Like your voice fit perfect with that beat.
Right.
You know, it was kinda grand for you, and it just kinda took off from there.
Well, it's a great one right there, and
I appreciate it.
Definitely it shows a great, like I said, the witty wordplay. We see the spoken word background.
Yeah.
We worked it all together over a real dope hip-hop beat, and that's, you know, Divine Intervention. Great one from Chill City right there. Now, let me ask you, who do you listen to?
I listen to everybody old stuff, uh-huh. like everybody's old stuff. Like, I'm still rocking a Black Album by Jay-Z.
Okay.
I'm still rocking Dedication 2 by Lil Wayne. I listen to a lot of Zero. I don't know if people are familiar with Zero from Texas. He was okay. with the Screwed Up Click in Texas.
Okay.
UGK, of course.
Right.
Outkast still. Currency. The old Wiz Khalifa. Of course, Tribe Called Quest. Common. He actually right. helped. Well, I ain't going to say he helped me out, but as far as like inspiration, as far as like the spoken word type setting,
mm-hmm.
the old Kanye West. So, I mean, I'm still bumping everybody old stuff.
Right, ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm just now catching up to, like, I ain't gonna lie, like, I'm just now catching up to a lot of new music that's uh-huh. coming out. And it's, you know, no disrespect to the music mm-hmm. or nothing like that, but someone say, hey, you ever heard of, you know, this person? I'm like, no.
Right.
Like, are you serious? I'm like, I'm dead serious.
I understand. Well, you know, we got these artists out now named Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole.
Yeah,
they're pretty good, too.
Yeah, solid. Yeah, Kendrick is rocking, J. Cole is rocking. Both
right,
of them.
Right. Well, I mean, that's a cool thing because you mentioned all these hip-hop artists, and while like all of them represent their region, once again, the wordplay, yeah. the storytelling ability, and all that, and we can definitely see how that, how, you know, how those artists shape you,
righteous,
how they influence you. Now, so who all did, so for this particular project, once again, you worked with who?
With this particular song, I worked with G Jub Beats and Brian Cothran. We all got together, end up acquiring the beat from G Jub. And me and Brian, we sat down and got to record it. And, the rest is history after that. It was really that simple, man, with just getting the beat. I already had wrote the song out in a spoken word form. Mm-hmm. And, you know, kind of hit it like a, I guess like how Tupac kind of did his music. He'll write the poem first and then he'll, you know, record it on the track and stuff like that. So that was really kind of like the recipe for that is I already had it written. I already knew what type of vibe I wanted off of it. Mm-hmm. We ended up getting the beat. We felt the beat. And I was like, yeah, let's go ahead and hit record.
Hit record. Okay. Now, so and I guess that kind of leads to my next question. Your writing process. How does that come about? Are you one of those guys, you sit at home, you write, or when the idea hits you, you grab a napkin and start writing? Because I kind of do all of the above. I might write at 1 in the morning at home.
Yeah.
Or I might, I'll be honest with you, it might be in the middle of the workshop. Let me write this down right quick. You know, this is...
You should see how many sticky notes I got around the house, and especially at my last job. Like, I'll be walking, and I'll think of something that's relevant to either the situation I got going on right now, or I just think of, like, a dope line. Mm-hmm. And I used to walk around with, like, sticky notes in my pocket. You know what I'm saying? Just so I can. I'm like, oh, man, yeah, let me write this down. And then next thing you know, one sticky note turned into a whole 16. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Then I got a whole another 16. So, I mean, it really depends. Sometimes, you know, I have a situation going on or somebody close to me that's having a situation going on. And I write it right then and there. Like, Maine, I did that song in a day. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because it was that fresh on my mind. And, yeah, I mean, that's really how my process goes. It's like once I get an idea, right, I just go ahead and start writing.
I dig it. Now, let me ask. Now, as we're slowly but surely wrapping things up on this edition of the show, where can our listeners find out more about you online? Where can they get the music? Where can availability, all the good stuff?
Okay. I am on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify. YouTube, only thing you have to do is type in Chill City, and when you type in Chill City, put the hashtag in front of it. So
okay.
Hashtag Chill City. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at The Official Chill City. And that way, you know, you can stay up to date with any performances I got coming up, you know, any new music that I'll be releasing, you know, just like that, plain and simple.
All right, so you got that, and of course, you can find them on, like, basically just if you do Chill City, go to all your popular social media sites, bam, you'll find it. And definitely, we said iTunes, Spotify,
YouTube, SoundCloud. I know Shazam ain't no, you know, interactive platform, but I'm pretty sure you can,
Hey, all the social media outlets, just check them out on their Chill City. Well, as we're wrapping things up once again, I want to thank you.
I appreciate
taking time
you,
out
man.
Of your time to come and speak with us here on the podcast and exposing us to some of your great music here on the Music, the Message, the Mixtape on WJAB.org. Now, as we're wrapping things up, we're going to give our listeners some of your track, Maine. Tell us about that.
Maine is a very informative piece. Mm-hmm. This song is really for those who, you know, got a lot of issues with relationships. You know, you end up losing yourself in a relationship, or you move too fast, or you got too much stress and really don't nobody want to deal with it. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a father speaking to a child. It's like, you know, hey, just look at it this way. You know what I'm saying? And maybe that may help you out with finding out who you are, so you actually have successful relationships, you know, things of that nature.
Okay, we're going to check that out right now. The track Maine from Chill City. Once again, thanking him for coming on the show. This edition of the Music, the Message, the Mixtape, here heard exclusively on WJAB.org.
Chill City.
And it's a cycle, Maine, running past to find pain to cover the shame. And you wonder why things ain't going your way. It's so heavy, you ain't even the same. You about to lose it, man.
lost cause to me. But man, it seemed like the new man to be is a swole brother who's selling drugs with no responsibility. What a where we when you had a youth disrupted. No sense of value, our direction is just green we trust in. Then the little mamas can't get their minds right. Tell them about they want a godly man, but don't want to live that same life. The perfect unorthodox, or at least in my view. I got folks with wedding rings on, still trying to holler at you like asking me, hey Jay, man, you want a Slurpee? Showing me they desire to blow me off like Kirby, dog, and it hurt me. The pain we put each other through, like Frankie Beverly's After the Morning After is what you going through. And dog, to tell you the truth, listen to me, pimp, I ain't fussing at you, but everything I'm saying is true. Hold on.
And it's a cycle, man, running past to find pain to cover the shame. And you wonder why things ain't going your way. It's so heavy, you ain't even the same. You about to lose it, man.
Trying to get into wrong intentions provoking homicide really seems to be on your mental and it's rather sinful, but man, that's what's inside you. Folks not manning up, so I mean, what else is there left to do? But to do you is the new message given to you. Wonder why you got trust issues and insecurities haunt you, wanting someone to bless you, but you just got too much stress, boo. New bag lady, man, is pretty much what I'm referring to. And the brothers, man, we ain't no better. Fear communication.
And that's going to do it for this edition of The Music, The Message, The Mixtape, heard exclusively on WJAB.org. Got to thank once again my man Chill City for coming by and dropping off some great, great music, inspiration, lyrics, hip-hop, poetry, you name it all. That's what you got from Chill City on this edition of The Music, The Message, The Mixtape. Have to thank for technical assistance and the person that hits all the buttons and all that good stuff. I thank LaToya Clemens for her assistance as always. And also, big salute to my man DJ Scissorhands for giving us our real, real fresh theme song. It's the Music, The Message, The Mixtape, heard exclusively on WJAB.org, putting the spotlight on the great creativity and music here in the 256. Thanks for listening.